This is Crush Into You, written by Iron Hoshi, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars podfic rated for mature audiences, featuring the relationship Jango Fett, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Miles the Mandalorian. It is tagged for Alternate Universe, Mandalore, Jango Fett, Space Pirate and Botanist Obi-Wan Kenobi, Mandalore, Jango, Exercise Leads to Things, Established Relationship, Miles is a Troublemaker. A boot slammed into a helmet, and then he was flipping backwards. There was no sympathy for his victim. He didn't have time for remorse. The sound of shouts filled the space, but it didn't matter. No, he needed to move faster, faster, faster. Obi-Wan ducked below a swinging lance and threw himself forward. His shins hit the ground, and with the momentum, he slid right past two of his attackers. He reached up as he did, snagged the vibrant cords of color on each hand. Swears skipped his victims. Two more for his team. He jumped up, spinning as he did, and nearly collided with Miles. His eyes widened in shock. The man moved like a carking wraith. "Stop cheating," came the teasing accusation. His eyes focused on the tattoos on display. He wanted to reach out and brush his thumbs over the marks. Why wasn't Miles wearing a helmet like the others? Most likely in an attempt to distract him, which was almost working. Curse the man. "It is hardly cheating," he retorted, before skipping back a few steps. He managed to touch Miles, grabbing for the ribbon of green attached to his belt. He winked before ducking behind two other people fighting, only followed by Miles' roars. "It is cheating," Sia called from somewhere else. Obi-Wan couldn't quite stop the warm laugh that escaped him. He spread his arms wide in an apology of sorts to the other team. "I believe the rules said I merely couldn't use the Force, and I am not. Life out in the galaxy isn't fair. This is just a lesson." Carking rules. He thought that was Hedrock, but he wasn't positive. A whisper in the Force, and then he was throwing himself backwards again. A padded lance slammed into the floor where he had been standing. Well, that would have hurt one way or another. He paused in his escape only long enough to fix the tie of his nerf tail before throwing himself back into the fray. The mock battle went on perhaps a little longer than it should have, but in the end, Miles' team stole the win. They had used a dirty tactic. Sia and Hedrock had ganged up on Des, and Obi-Wan had tried to get there in time, which left him open to Miles tackling him. His side would sport bruises later, another excuse for Jango to harp on about his lack of armor. Now, though, he sat, unwrapping his hands while he focused on his breathing. He ached all over, but in a good way. His tunic stuck to him thanks to his flesh being damp with sweat. The training sessions were becoming more intense for some reason and were really making him feel a little out of shape. But he rather enjoyed it, to be honest. It felt good to be active. If Jango had been there. He bit his bottom lip and stopped those thoughts. Quinn was currently off playing Envoy with Isla in tow. But the second Quinn was back, Obi-Wan was claiming him for his team. They would certainly win. "Here, let me." Miles sank down next to him and snagged a hand. Obi-Wan raised an eyebrow in question. The next second, he let out a groan of delight. Miles' fingers were carking magical. Aches were chased away under deft movements. He was suddenly glad the training yard had emptied out, so it was just two of them. He didn't need any of the other Mandalorians, knowing that he had a weakness for massages. Well, that, and they certainly didn't need to know the type of noises he could make. "I am ever jealous of how good you are at that," He breathed out happily. His eyes fluttered shut, while he just let himself enjoy the sensation of Miles's fingers.
Why do you think Jango married me? Wasn't for my looks.
Obi-Wan did nothing to stop the scoffing snort that escaped him. Miles was extremely attractive, and knew it. He wasn't about to play that ego game. Instead, he just offered his other hand for the same treatment. A mistake, it seemed. He let out a startled sound escape when he found his back slamming against the ground, Miles straddling him.
If you can escape without the Force, Ben, then I will approve that AgriCorp's having more land to work with.
Oh, that was not a nice thing to taunt him with. Obi-Wan snapped his teeth in warning before moving to strike. Hondo had taught him to fight dirty, and Miles had never stated the rules outside of no Force use. His hand just connected with a chin when a throat cleared from the doorway. They both froze. This had to look bad. Kark, Jango was done with his meetings.
This isn't what it looks like?
Miles managed to say with his head tipped back a bit too far. Eyes glinted with an emotion down at him that caused Obi-Wan to squirm just a fraction. They were no longer playing for the AgriCorps. Something had changed.
I hope not, because it looks like something that is going to be a lot of paperwork. Murder, especially of one of you two, is pretty much a treasonous crime.
Jango drawled before leaning against the doorframe. Amusement and something else radiated from him. Technically, I wasn't killing him. Obi-Wan offered up. A startled sound escaped him when Miles shifted fast, and then there was the sensation of teeth sinking into his bare wrist. Not nearly hard enough to draw blood or hurt, but enough to give him pause. His face turned hot instantly against his will, and the sudden spike of interest coming from the Mandalore wasn't helping the situation.
We were, having a friendly match.
He had no idea how he managed to keep his voice level. It was getting uncomfortably hot out of nowhere.
A friendly match.
Jango repeated in a tone that clearly said he didn't believe those words. The teeth scraped over flesh, distracting. Miles really was the worst. His kyber earrings thrummed warmly. His earrings were laughing at him. That was the only conclusion he could come to at the moment. Miles lifted a hand and motioned languidly towards Jango in clear invitation. Obi-Wan pressed his free hand to the other's chest, not quite sure what he planned to do, and froze. The sound of the door sliding shut echoed in his ears. The sound of the door locking was a pressure in his head.
Wait, he managed to say, despite his heart deciding to stop for a fraction of a moment.
Miles released his wrist, placing a soft kiss against the side of it in an apology.
Yes.
Jango hadn't moved from the doorway quite yet, waiting on Obi-Wan.
Anyone?
I locked the door,
Jango responded, before the protest was fully out of his mouth. Oh, right. Locks. He had heard it lock.
No one will disturb us.
Miles clasped the hand still on his chest, causing Obi-Wan to jump slightly underneath him. He focused back on the man. A thumb rubbed a circle against the back of his hand, a reminder of what those hands could do.
So, do you want this?
Obi-Wan blinked, and then he blinked again.
Leck,
he finally blurted out, and surged up to claim Miles's mouth in a hungry kiss. The end. This has been recorded as an ITPE treat for Core... This has been recorded as an ITPE treat for Core Shiton...
Courage, Sonia. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.